This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys, this is a safe space. This is a safe space. We can talk about stuff here. No one's going to judge. But this is where we got to figure some things out. Remember I said there was a lot of anxiety surrounding what was going on with President Trump, whether they were Republican or Democrat, a lot of anxiety about the election. I completely forgot that there's a lot of other anxiety that has been induced because President Trump, I think now it's up to 30, is it 33 or 36 counts of falsifying business records. We don't know all the extent of it. We're going to find out tomorrow when he gets arraigned. But that has prompted some people asking me what exactly constitutes falsifying business records. And when you look it up, you're probably like, oh gosh, I guess I could never run for president. Most likely, you guys have falsified business records. And I'm not judging. I'm not judging. But what's an example of falsifying a business record? Well, one of the most common falsifications of business records is you fibbing on your timesheet. Did you stand around the clock or just wait to clock out till it was past that 7-minute mark so you could get the 15, as opposed to you clocking out at 2 p.m., you were able to clock out at 2:15. Did you ever say you left later than you did? Did you kick back at the office because the boss wasn't there so that you can clock out a little bit later and maybe make some overtime? That is falsifying business records. Did you take sick leave when you weren't sick? Technically, that's a falsification of a business record. Now, what about you and your business expenses and taxes? Okay? Did you, let's say, buy something that you say, you know what, I think I can claim this was business or nobody would ever know, and so you used your business credit card instead of your regular credit card. That can be falsified business records. When you lie about something and you, let's say, you needed a hemorrhoid pillow, but you didn't want to call it a hemorrhoid pillow, so you said it was furniture, and it really wasn't furniture. It was a hemorrhoid pillow. That is technically falsification of a business record. Now, when you look at the law, you could be like, oh my gosh. I mean, the average person, you know, has kind of fibbed a little bit on their timesheet on there. Well, yeah, you might have a problem then if you want to run for office. It depends, though. I mean, you know, with Trump, this falsification of records has to pretty much do with what did he label as a business expense that might not have necessarily been a legitimate business expense. And it's a federal crime if it includes campaign dollars. And we'll know more about the charges. But I'm looking right now at one law website. You have a recourse, and you can get an attorney to protect you. Because if you could prove it was an accident and there was no intent you might have a defense. So you screwing around, waiting the clock out, if nobody could prove you did that on purpose. But you know what? I was just so busy. I was cleaning up. I was finishing my logs. I was doing this. I was wrapping up. And then, oh my God, it was over 5 p.m. Dough. And I didn't want to lie. So I clocked out at 5:08. My bad. Hey, if there's no intent, you might be okay. I know you guys don't like this sort of conversation because you don't want to think you did anything wrong. But the average prosecutor is not going to go after you for that. Okay? The average DA does not care if you gassed up one of your cars and it wasn't the car you necessarily used for work. The average DA is not going to be all up in your business. But if you're running for president, they might be. Now, where you could get in trouble is if you did something such as falsify a business record to cover up criminal activity. Then you could be in trouble. So if you, like in New York, falsification of business records can be prosecuted as a misdemeanor or as a felony, depending on whether you intended to conceal other criminal activity through the falsification at issue. This is according to Binal.com. They said if you falsified a business record but did not do so with the intention of covering up another crime like tax evasion, then you will be able to reduce your punishment. Now, they say if the falsification was insignificant, where if the falsification of a business record may not actually be material, that is like worth prosecuting. For like, if you altered your work bio to reduce your age by a few years, that's a falsification. But somebody might not go after you. So how many of you have lied on your resume? Now, I would never tell anybody to lie. But did you act like you had a more important job than you did? And did you change your age? Is your address really your address? Falsification of business records. The reason why I'm not shocked, right, that you know, President Trump could be in trouble or, you know, is I think the average person, if you go through what they've done, there's stuff that, you know, might have been an embellishment. You know, am I a true blonde? I was born blonde, but I brunetted a little bit. So I'm not actually a true blonde. But if I put that on any of my business records, I could be in trouble. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I act all tough. I act like nothing scares me. If you guys believe that, you don't listen to my show. What am I scared of? Spiders? Definitely spiders. I used to not be until I got bit by one. I would hang out with spiders. I didn't care about a spider. Then I got bit by one, and I almost lost my leg. So, yeah, if I see a spider, I'm like, oh, hell no. Snakes. I know some of you guys saw the video of me hiking around, getting into crevices and canyons. And, yeah, I was a little nervous about snakes. I should have been more fearful of them. But it was daytime, it was still kind of cold, and I made a lot of noise before I would reach up. But, you know, I'm not that fearful of them. I should be, but I do. I respect wildlife in the desert because I live there. I'm scared of scorpions. But another thing I'm really scared of is hot air balloons. I don't trust a hot air balloon. I just don't. And I'm also scared of heights. Now, I will go into skyscrapers. I will go on roller coasters to overcome my fear, but I am scared of heights, especially hot air balloons. And every time I hear of a fatal accident with one, it just reinforces my fear. Well, this is very tragic. Apparently, a couple has died and their daughter hospitalized after their hot air balloon burst into flames. The pilot is now arrested. The teenage daughter jumped out of it 131 feet. Excuse me, and survived. Her name is Regina Itzani. Unfortunately, Jose Nolasco and his wife, Viridiana Becerril, have died. The pilot has been arrested because his hot air balloon burst into flames. He was detained after leaping from the burning balloon and running from the scene. He was taken in after being discharged from the hospital. Oh, and I apologize. I have a little bit of computer issues right now. And the daughter, who was able to survive, she is currently, I believe, still being hospitalized. Now, you know, these, we believe it's, you know, the helium, you guys might know more than I do when it comes to the, you know, when it comes to these accidents. But I just don't like a plan B. And I have seen these things fall from the sky. Now, my husband would fly Pipers and Cessnas, and he said if, God forbid, an engine blew, he could glide down. I'm like, you sure? I'm really, really nervous. I trust his flying. I just don't trust the plane. You know, or if something happened with the mechanics, or if somebody, you know, made a mistake and didn't screw a bolt on correctly. But with something like this, the daughter, the 13-year-old, had to leap from the on-fire aircraft before it hit the ground. She remained hospitalized with a broken arm and second-degree burns. Guzman told agents assigned to the State of Mexico Attorney General's office that he had abandoned the balloon rented by the family for a surprise birthday trip because he did not know how to respond to the emergency. You see his face completely burned on one side, but his arms and legs okay, a little bit of scratches, and he left the scene. He fled. Well, and unfortunately, you see a picture of them, you know, before they got on the hot air balloon. And, you know, they said that witnesses showed occupants either falling or jumping from the aircraft or from the balloon. Witnesses said the pilot jumped off the balloon as it hovered in flames about 16 feet above the ground, and he left the family behind. He crashed to the ground, took off running. And I know somebody could say, well, shock. People do things in shock. And that is, that can happen. I mean, you know, people can be shocked, but usually in shock, they might just freeze and stand there. So if somebody said the person just stood there and didn't do anything, and they just, well, that could be shock. But actually leaving and saying, okay, I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge, that's a whole other story. So when you watch the balloon drop, you know, people always ask, well, what's the best thing to do in these situations? You know, I always like to talk about, well, how do we turn this into a positive? How do we, you know, learn something from this? Well, you know, when something lights on fire, okay, yes, the carriage can be completely consumed and you could be at fire risk. But if you jump out when it's a few hundred feet, you could at any sort of, you know, I mean, you could severely hurt yourself. I can't tell you the exact number of feet where you won't sustain an injury, but one option is if you can be able to avoid the flames, which is hard because that thing is made of wicker, and you can ride it down to as low as possible until you can jump, that's an option. Unfortunately, this thing is racing to the ground because it doesn't have the lift. As with anything that has to fly, you have to have the proper air current and lift. And so, unfortunately, you see, you know, people falling out. So I'm not really an expert on how to determine if something is up to code, but you have individuals who are making money, offering rides, and these are things that defy space, they defy gravity, and you have to understand that there are unfortunately there's unfortunately risks with that. When I was on my honeymoon, I had done a windsurfing. I'm not sure what it's called when you're up in the air. And I forget if I was about 100 feet up in the sky, and I was surfing. And you saw the boat. This was in Mexico. You saw the boat, and I had a wingspan of about, I forget how much my wingspan was. And I was so scared that if anything happened, I was going to just crash into the water and die. Now, luckily, they knew how to drive the boat, and they knew how to keep me up there, and it was exhilarating. But, nowadays, I would probably think twice about that, just in case anything bad happened. And I know that parasailing and windsailing and windsurfing and all sorts of things are done by millions, and they're fine. Just for me, I hate seeing accidents like this. And one of you had said that the fire extinguished. The fire didn't extinguish. What ended up happening is the fire burned through the wicker. So it looks like the fire stopped. And, if it looked like the fire stopped. I mean, another possibility is you could hold on to the rope or the cable that's not on fire and try to get as close as possible to the ground before you jump off. It's a bad situation. I don't know how the girls survived this. I don't know how the pilot survived it, but they did. We'll get more information as things unfold. But I'm it stinks because I don't want to, I want you guys to live life. I want you to enjoy things. My father jumped out of planes. You know, that's something I've always wanted to do, is jump out of a plane with a parachute. I just don't trust parachutes. That takes a lot of trust. Yeah, but it's something I want to do because my father did that when he was in the military. And I just think that's just something on my bucket list. Yeah. I know a lot of you, what's on your bucket list is getting a mugshot. There's an app where you can make your own mugshot, right? Because I don't know why people would want to do that and have a mugshot that they post on social media that is now all over the place, and somebody could later add to it that this was at a correctional facility or at a police station. So I wouldn't recommend that. But let me just tell you guys, I understand after President Trump has his mugshot, there's going to be a big, big, shall we say, viral trend of people doing a mugshot challenge or something like that. Just please be careful. And I get everybody's going to be doing it, so people are going to think it's okay. Just make sure you mark something that it's a joke, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The shape of your heart could be a predictor of future cardiac disease. Now, this is coming out of Stanford University. So even though heart risk factors include diabetes, high blood pressure, prior heart attack, smoking, alcohol, obesity, stress, sedation, even short stature, they say if you have a more spherical, round shape to your heart, you could have a 47% higher likelihood of developing cardiomyopathy, which is disease of the heart muscle that makes it harder for it to pump. So that's an interesting study. So the shape of the heart needs to be considered and evaluated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Rates I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is traveling to New York and tomorrow's arraignment on what's believed to be dozens of charges stemming from alleged money paid to an adult film actress during the 2016 presidential campaign. A big day for NASA.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Artemis II crew.
NASA Chief Bill Nelson introducing the four crew members for Artemis II, the craft that will fly to the moon, make a few orbits, and return to Earth, the mission set for late next year. New Jersey is joining other states in opposing the planned merger of Spirit Airlines and JetBlue. The state's AG says Spirit creates important competition by offering a less expensive travel option. Perhaps taking a lesson from Elon Musk's mass firings at Twitter, McDonald's has temporarily closed its corporate offices in Chicago today ahead of what is expected to be a lot of layoffs. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So going to a couple of your emails, Brian Sass, if I noticed the anti-Trump sentiment in Ted Lasso. Honestly, when I watch TV, I try not to look for the politics, but I think what he's alluding to is in one of the episodes, somebody pretends to be Donald Trump, and Ted Lasso goes, are you the former president? I have a bone to pick with you. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of slight and things like that. I just ignore it now. I'm just so used to Hollywood having, and I don't care about politics. I go to television just to watch TV. But it is interesting. This email piqued my curiosity. Brianna writes, I'm sick of Hollywood thinking we're all liberal. She writes, I want Trump to win, so the world realizes we're not all woke. So this is interesting. All right. So I'm noticing this too. And I find it very risky for these shows and these movies to go one way politically. And I'm like, don't they know their audience? Like, I don't know if you saw what happened to the Will and Grace. Will and Grace was one of my favorite shows. We have the old Will and Grace and the new Will and Grace. Will and Grace, I think, we relaunched. But in it, almost every episode, they ripped on Trump. Now, I don't care that much about, you know, politics, but I would like to get through a show with none of that. And I found that there, and I love Will and Grace. I love watching it. Fantastic show. And even the new parts were funny. I mean, it was funny. But I'm like, do they know who their audience is? Because I got to tell you, where I live, now it's been a blue state. It's been a purple state. For a little bit of time, it was a red state. You got a lot of people that support Trump. So don't go there. Why do you have to go there? Well, the show's off the air. It didn't last. Not a lot of enthusiasm for it. And I'm not saying it was because of the politics. But I got to tell you, man, Will and Grace, I was sorry when it went off the air first time because I thought it was a fantastic show. It was so funny. But, yeah, they put politics in there. And so Brianna's going, maybe Hollywood thinks, you know, the whole audience is liberal. So they have to, that's not what's going on. I don't think Hollywood thinks that 90 to 95% of their audience is liberal. I give Hollywood a little bit more credit. Hollywood's smart. They know that. They probably know that there's a much smaller percentage that wants the politics in there. Probably a very, very small percent. But the reason why Hollywood's doing that is because they have to check the boxes. And because they're scared. If Hollywood thinks that a small group of people is going to label their show right-winged, even though Yellowstone, which I don't think is a Republican show, I think Yellowstone is good, it's just they try to leave a lot of politics out of it. And I look at it as pretty bipartisan. You know, they have a lot of, you know, they have somebody with pink hair. They showed that they hired women. They, you know, are talking about animal rights. I think it's more bipartisan. But Hollywood is fearful that somebody could label something and then it loses. It gets so vilified that it can't recover and make the money it wants to. And that's what I told you. The problem I have with so many movies is you almost see the checking of the boxes done early on. We'll just get all this so that we quiet the wolves, and then we can just go on and do our movie. And it's this fear that I think people have. So Trump winning the presidency isn't going to change that. I mean, there might even be more of it. And it's frustrating that Hollywood has to be one-sided. And Yellowstone is one of the more popular shows. I mean, look at South Park. South Park makes fun of everything. South Park just makes fun of everything. And it's still pretty popular. So, you know, do liberal audiences watch more TV? Are they more into the arts? I don't think so. I know a lot of, you know, conservatives and liberals that equally enjoy the movies, equally enjoy, you know, the arts, equally talented, but it's a fear of being, you know, put on a list or being criticized or marred or canceled that is prompting a lot of the more woke things into the movie. Now, it could just be that somebody wants to infuse something, you know, into society, and they want to do that through movies. I know many people think that movies are trying to ingrain our children and all that, and it's, you know, and you know, I've seen a lot of movies. I maybe I'm naive. I don't think Finding Nemo was trying to ingrain socialism or anything like that. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think, You know, I mean, I used to watch with the kids. We just got a letter. What was that with the blue dog? Why can't I think of the blue dog? Oh, my gosh. It's right there. My kid was, oh, my gosh. You know, just, you know, mail time. Anyway, it was a blue dog. And I didn't really pick up any politics on that. I know Sesame Street may have some politics in there, and you know, that's been, but, you know, I hear that. People keep saying the world thinks that conservatives don't exist, and so we need to make ourselves more known. And so I would really like sports and Hollywood to be political free, politic free. I'd love medicine to be politics free. I really think that's the way to go. You have an apolitical show. Why do you think Friends was so popular for years? Although now when you watch it, you're like, oh, that was, they went where they shouldn't, and that is not considered politically correct. But they really didn't bring up, you know, they did bring up George Stephanopoulos. And they, you know, there was, you could see a little bit of leaning, but for the most part, you could watch it without having to see somebody bash a politician you liked or didn't like. And now they, you know, they're bashing news sources, they're bashing stuff, and it's hard because when that happens, it's almost like they're telling you, if you're in the audience, get the hell out. And you're spending a lot of money. You know, I took my friend's mom to see The Journey with Andrea Bocelli. It was good, beautiful music. I wish he sang more. There was a lot of guest singers who sang well, and it was a movie well done. It was his journey of him doing a horse ride from Milan to Rome, and you know, him singing along the way, and it was really beautifully done. But I don't think there was any politics. I think it was pretty political free. There was religion, you know, because some of the backdrops of churches and all that, and that was beautiful to me. But it was nice to be watching something in a movie theater, and I think ticket prices were $15. So, yeah, which is kind of a lot for a ticket price, you know, for a movie, that's something you could stream, but still, and it was nice to not pay money for somebody to sit there and start ripping on something that could insult the audience. And and that's kind of what Hollywood has been doing. You know, one of the reasons why I love Lord of the Rings is, again, I don't really know politics. It was Lord of the Rings, one of my favorite movies. Just, them trying to fight the Eye of Mordor and get the ring to the mountain, and they have the Fellowship of the Ring, they have the Two Towers, they have the, you know, Return of the King. So, I don't think it's that the country thinks they're preaching to the choir. I think it's they're afraid of a small amount of people that could cancel them, and they don't want that to mar profits. So they're trying to get it out of the way. And in there, and that's kind of what's happening. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, man, McDonald's. Whew. Now, they haven't been in the news for a while, right? It's McDonald's is a company that blows my mind. It amazes me. And looking at the psychology of how something like that has done over the decades, over the years, starting as a San Bernardino store. And then, by the way, you know, their stock was only about maybe $100 a share in 2016. It's now $281. It has skyrocketed. Despite them about to lay off a whole bunch of people in corporate. McDonald's just knows how to operate. Interestingly, McDonald's told corporate employees to work from home ahead of layoffs. They didn't want people in the building. And they closed its U.S. offices for a few days this week because they want to inform employees about layoffs as a part of broader restructuring. Now, this is in Chicago. It's a Chicago-based burger chain. Even though the first McDonald's was in San Bernardino, their corporate offices, I believe, were in Chicago. And they said in an internal email that U.S. corporate employees and some staff abroad should work from home while the company notifies people of their job status virtually. This is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. Now, remember, who was it that was mad at, oh, I think it was a Harvard professor, was mad at Mark Zuckerberg for Meta laying off people by email? Well, honestly, if they're worried about somebody damaging the property or shooting coworkers or now that people work from home and are completely fine with getting communication and work to their home station, home computer, of course the corporations are like, you know what, go home. So if we fire you, you're there. Now, the report said McDonald's is going to notify employees of staffing decisions this week. The company did not specify how many workers are going to be laid off, but McDonald's employs 150,000 people globally in corporate roles and in company-owned restaurants. More than 70% of employees are located outside the U.S., they say. So that's interesting. McDonald's has declined to report, so this is all from Wall Street Journal. But we knew this was coming because McDonald's has had to raise wages for the workers, which honestly a lot of people support. Why are the suits getting all the money? Why not the people who are actually working and flipping burgers, cleaning up? But we knew that something was going to give. And I told you that. Money just gets shifted. Same thing with medicine. You know, the money gets shifted. You could think you're saving money on Obamacare. You could think you're saving money on a prescription. But I am hearing people are saying their medical costs went up. Why? Because the money just shifted. You ended up paying higher premiums. I'm paying close to $2,000 a month for a crappy high deductible insurance for my family. And one child's not on it anymore because he has work insurance. We're still paying $2,000 a month. If the prescription isn't completely generic, even though a lot of generics are still a price on it, the medicine's super expensive. You know, I might be able to get a screening mammogram, but nobody really does screening mammograms that much. It has to be diagnostic because you have dense breasts. Well, then you have to pay extra. So my mammogram costs more than it ever did with Obamacare. The money gets shifted. So many of you with Medicare said my pre-op chest x-rays are being paid for. Well, I noticed that too. My patients are saying, well, don't order a chest x-ray because it won't get paid for. But I'm like, but the surgeon won't do the surgery without your chest x-ray. You got to then pay for it. I don't know what the answer is, but you got to get a chest x-ray or your surgeon won't do the surgery. Why not? Chest x-rays used to be covered. So, with McDonald's, once people said, you got to start paying your workers $15 an hour, or in California, $20 an hour. Mind you, a lot of McDonald's are franchise-owned. So, there are people that own the store. But a good majority of them are corporate-owned. So, what are they going to do? Well, money's going to shift. So the suits start to lose their jobs. And, you know, it's McDonald's is one of these companies. And by the way, the stock is soaring today. So that's interesting because you would think people thought, you know, would think it's in trouble. But when McDonald's makes a move, it's usually a move that's good for McDonald's. So, you know, the number of people they employ is going to go down, not knowing how much. But these jobs being eliminated by Amazon and Meta and by a lot of these companies, it's just a sign that however we do things, It's not going to necessarily save money. And as I told you, if you are getting a higher wage, you're going to notice, I don't know if any of you noticed, that you aren't really saving that much more money these days because everything else went up in cost. All these restaurants rose their rates. Clothes rose their rates. I used to be able to get $25 blouses online a year or two ago. Now, all of a sudden, they're double the price. So we've had 100% inflation. Not 6% inflation, 100% inflation on a lot of things. Makeup. So there's a brand of makeup of Maybelline I love to buy. And it used to be $7 to $8. I went on Amazon, it was $34. $34 for something I bought 24 months ago for $7.69. That's flipping ridiculous. That is 320% inflation. You could be making more money. I never got wage increases. I didn't. So I'm still making the same money I made in 2019 that I'm making now. Why do you think I'm complaining? Why do you think I'm doing rewears? Why do you think I'm still wearing, you know, I'm just going to save money, people. And you know what? I'm going to wear less makeup. Because honestly, if Amazon, I swear to God, was charging $34 for a brand of makeup that I would get at Target for $7, $8. Now, I'm sure I could find it cheaper. I've seen some places sell it for $18, $19, but I refuse to. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second. The average woman spends hundreds upon hundreds of dollars of makeup. Not me. That's a crap load of money. And honestly, you guys know how I look. Honestly, if I wore super expensive makeup, do you really think it would matter? So, yeah, I don't want my foundation more than $10 a bottle. It is now. So, this is, it's where we're at right now. And just kind of realize, just like, you know, we're hearing nobody's going to get taxed if they make less than $400,000. So we might all be breathing easy, but you bet your butt, if somebody's getting taxed, you're going to pay for it. The IRS might not be taxing you, but if they're taxing a business owner, that business owner is going to transfer the price to you. And you're going to carry it. So we need to ask government, and we need to kind of ask society to slow down on all these demands and money shifts. Because what's under the guise of something being something that's saving you money is turning around and costing us more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.